plan known as Healthy Wisconsin has no chance of becoming law this year, but this new version gives Senate Democrats a chance to tweak their first draft as they head into campaign season. The plan would still cover everyone and still be financed through a payroll tax. The key differences are that businesses with 10 or fewer employees would be phased in, and households where both the husband and wife work won't be taxed as much. Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker's spokeswoman Carrie Lynch says it's unlikely the new plan will get a vote in the full Senate this year. Lynch says senators could reach a deal this week on keeping virtual schools open, an issue that looked like it might be dead after Governor Jim Doyle insisted he wanted a temporary enrollment cap. Lynch says the Senate and Assembly may also reach a compromise on giving the Department of Natural Resources Board the power to appoint its own secretary. Senators may also vote to go along with the Assembly and lower Wisconsin's legal hunting age to 10. Assembly lawmakers will hold a hearing later this morning on the Great Lakes Water Compact, which passed the Senate overwhelmingly last week. But it's not scheduled for a vote in committee or the full Assembly. Speaker Mike Hipsch is still concerned the compact as it's written gives governors from other states too much power. And Assembly Republicans will continue to debate amongst themselves whether to allow a vote on mandating that insurance companies cover hearing aids for kids under 11. That's a Democratic-sponsored bill, but it received strong support from GOP lawmakers in committee. When all's said and done, there's still work to do even after lawmakers go home this week. At some point, they have to agree with the governor on how to fix a budget that's running hundreds of millions in the red. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.